Every year, Americans observe the Great American Smokeout, a day set aside to encourage smokers to go without a cigarette for an entire day. Suddenly giving up a habit is referred to as going cold turkey. In Knoxville, Tennessee, smokers on one anniversary could trade in their cigarettes for a real cold turkey.
Thank you.
One-day events like the Great American Smokeout or World No Tobacco Day usually get publicity, but it was impossible to scientifically determine their effectiveness. The Google search engine changed all of that. Joanna Cohn heads the Global Tobacco Initiative at the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health.
Today, with the tools of Google News and being able to analyze internet search queries, you can actually pinpoint the effects of actual days.
The researchers picked several countries in Latin America for their study. Among the reasons, Spanish is the main language, so the researchers were able to examine the impact of World No Tobacco Day in many countries with only one language. What they found was encouraging for health officials who are trying to get people to quit smoking. The study's lead author is John Ayers, who spoke to VOA via Skype.
To look at people then searching for how to quit smoking, which would be the logical next step, awareness and then interest and cessation, we see on average about a 40% increase across all those countries and all years from 2005 onward.
The researchers say these spikes in interest on how to quit smoking could have potentially large health implications.
And what our study shows is that World No Tobacco Day is having a significant impact on raising interest in and awareness of cessation in these developing countries.
The researchers say this information will help the health ministries in countries around the world, because if they know that their citizens are interested in information on how to stop smoking, the ministries can provide better online information on World No Tobacco Day to help people kick the smoking habit. Carol Pearson, VOA News.